show you on these guys?
I mean, it's kind of, you know, what you would expect. If Cutler's got a clean pocket and he's upright, he can make every throw in this league. They got some guys with Alshon Jeffries on the outside that can go up and make plays even if he's in coverage. Got some fast receivers that can stretch the field. So, and a really, really capable running back who, you know, like I said, if you give them the environment to have success, they will. And so we're going to have to be disruptive up front, get some pressure on Cutler early, take this crowd out of it. And you know, that'll give us an opportunity to have some success.
There's four corners on this roster. You don't know if the oldest is going to play. How's that change secondary? How's that change you?
It really doesn't change what we're doing. You know, you just, it's the next guy up. I think right now Ron will probably stay at the nickel. We'll bring Jalen Mills on the outside like we did at the end of this past game. And if anything happens from there, then we've got some versatile guys that we can move around. Whether that be Jalen Watkins, myself, or Ron, all of us have played the nickel, played corner and safety. So I think that versatility gives us a little bit of comfort knowing that we can keep all of our packages up and just kind of interchange guys here or there. I think everybody knows the defense. So, you know, even if we get two guys down, we still got an opportunity to keep everybody up and use all our packages. So, obviously, that's a good thing for us.
You're going to want to get Jeffrey on Jalen if he's out there. Mm-hmm. What do you tell Jalen? How do you get him ready for that?
I think he's ready. You know, he looks forward to the challenge. The biggest thing is just keeping the ball in front of you. You know, you got to make these receivers earn every catch. And, you know, Alshon, the one thing that he does good is he goes up, you know, and makes acrobatic catches. And so if he's got to do that, then, you know, hats off to him. He's going to make some NFL catches. That's what he does. But all of the plays that are out there to make, you know, just make them. And I think he's ready for the challenge. I'm sure, you know, we'll know where 17 is at on every snap. But we're not worried about the matchup.
To do what Rodney's done in the league so far at his size, I would imagine you got to be smart, fast, or both. Have you played with somebody like him who, you know, kind of has those attributes and is able to do what he does in so small size?
Well, he's not that small, but
tall, I guess.
I mean, he's a smart player. He's really, really explosive out of the post, and he's a fast guy who closes ground really well, tackles really well, and he's smart. I mean, he knows football. He knows what offenses are doing. He knows formational keys. He studies well. And so that allows him to play even faster. So I think whenever you're a really fast player and instinctive and you actually know what you're doing and know what's coming, it usually stands out on tape. And, you know, obviously he's making a lot of plays.
There's not a lot of film on Kevin Wade. He missed all last year. But from what you have seen, what can you tell us about him?
Well, he can run. I mean, that's the biggest thing that shows up on tape. You know, he's a bigger guy that uses him to block, but he can stretch the field. And so the biggest thing is I know they're trying to build his confidence as well. You know, early on, he's coming back off this injury, and he wants to live up to that first-round number. So they're trying to get him involved. You know, so we'll have to – I think they got two really good receivers, you know, with him and Alshon on either side. So both matchups are going to have to hold up. he showed up ready, you know, to be honest, at least in his mind. And I think that's the biggest thing on the outside as a corner is you got to have really, really tough skin and a lot of confidence. The rest will kind of come as you get more and more reps, you get more experience. But the one thing he showed up with and that nobody had to coach him on was confidence and the ability to bounce back. And so he's got really thick skin. He's a perfectionist when it comes to his technique and wanting to compete. And so I think those things are gonna help him out. He'll learn, you know, tips and things like that from formations and splits as he goes. But just his willingness to compete and his confidence in his own ability, I think will bode well.
Now, there are only 16 games. Every game, you guys, is a big game. But is there just something a little different about Monday Night Football?
I mean, yeah, you're the only one on TV at that time. You know the entire nation is watching. You know, so it's something a little bit different about being on that stage, being under the lights, you know, knowing that not only our, you know, fans around the country watching, but, you know, all other teams, all other 30 teams in the league are watching. And so it's, you know, it's that opportunity to kind of show up and you know, put some good stuff on film. It makes it fun.
On the road especially, how big a challenge is this for the entire team, especially with the Steelers coming back here next week?
I mean, it's the biggest opportunity we have, so, you know, it's everything we got. You know, we can't look at last week, can't look forward to next week. This is the only opportunity we have, and right now we're just trying to get a win. And so I think everybody's going to work one day at a time. That is the biggest fly I've ever seen in my life. We're going to work one day at a time and, you know, just trying to get better. There's a lot that we can improve on from last week's tape. And really, it's just a race to get those things done before Monday night.
On the defensive play last week, though, you guys told me about how you were based on last week and the performance against the Browns. Where do you think you guys are now, having gone to the camp in the 5th week, 1-6?
Right now, we're good enough to win one game, and that's all we've done so far. So. We're not getting too far ahead of ourselves, or we're not shortchanging ourselves. We had a really good day, gave up 10 points. We did really well on third down, but there was also a couple times where we could have got off the field on third down and really been 100% on third down, missed a couple tackles, and gave up a couple over our head. So this week, you know, those are things that against a better opponent will hurt us if we allow those things to happen. So we've got to keep the ball in front of us, especially with Jeffries and White on the outside, and with a quarterback like Cutler who can spin the ball, and we got a tackle in space. So we can do those things and improve from last week. I think we'll put ourselves in a position to win.
As the NFLPA rep, do you have any closure, initial reaction to the news that the league was going to donate $100 million to?
My initial reaction was I thought they already did that, but you know, I guess I'm not sure exactly what it's all. Like where it's going, or like, you know, as a player, where you see the fruits in it. But I mean, obviously, anytime you put an emphasis on player safety, it's a good thing for the league and a good thing for football.
Some skepticism. Is there anything the NFLPA can do to kind of ensure that money is put to good
use? No, I'm sure the PA can, you know, take it out, but it's nothing to do with the collective bargaining agreement. So I don't think the PA has any power in it. I think it's obviously a lot of skepticism, you know, when it comes to what the league is doing, especially for player safety. And I think the reason for that is because it's always usually very vague and very, you don't get much information. It's just saying we have this, we're doing X, Y, and Z, but nobody really gets to see the fruit of it. So, I mean, we'll see. I think regardless of the conversation of player safety and being able to draw attention to it helps, because you got a lot of concern with people, especially the younger ages, Pop Warner in high school, with parents, you know, worrying about the safety of the game, worrying about the safety of their kids. And so the more and more we can educate people, the better, because when kids stop playing football, eventually that trickles down to the NFL, and we want to make sure that the league stays intact. So player safety is a big issue.
For Cutler, the interception numbers were down last year.
I mean, I think like any quarterback, you know, they're really, really talented when they have the clean pocket. But, you know, all of a sudden you start getting hits on them, you know, throughout the game, especially early in the game. Usually they change into a different quarterback. And so I think when you watch Cutler when he's in those games where he's getting hit a lot, I think that's when you start to see those mistakes and those bad throws or, you know, tip passes. But, you know, if he gets to stay upright, he's as good as anybody in this league. And so I think the ability for our front four to get some pressure early in this game is really going to be what sets the tone for us. It'll take the crowd out of it. And if we can get Cutler to be rattled early in the game, I think it gives us an advantage on defense.
One more, guys.
Malcolm, when Doug was in here, he talked about Carson having a history as a winner. How important do you think it is for quarterbacks, or how accurate do you think a gauge is, how often they win? Since it's a team game and they only play offense, is that an accurate gauge for the quality of a quarterback?
I think any player, when you talk about if they have a history of winning, they've been on winning teams, they've had success in victories, what it tells you is not necessarily about their talent level or, you know, who they are as a player, but it lets you know that they know what it takes to win, because you don't accidentally win in college. You definitely don't accidentally win on this level. And so somebody who finds themselves continuously winning is for a reason. They know how to prepare. They know how to study, and they know how to execute. And so I think when you see the history that Carson's had with being on successful teams, that stuff isn't by accident. And so I think, although it, you know, doesn't necessarily always translate onto the field, it does translate into the way he prepares, and we can see that. You know, he's been one of the last guys to leave every day, one of the first guys here. He's asking the right questions. He's doing all the things that it takes to win, and I think part of that is because he's had success before.